Towards the end of Parsha Shmos, after Moshe Rabbeinu has accepted the mission to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Moshe comes to Paro and the first conversation happens between them. And it does not go the way that it had planned. And Paro says, not only am I going to make it harder, Tichbad o avoda al anashim v'yasuba, I'm going to make it a heavier work. And then he says, Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. And let them don't pay attention to their words of falsehood. What exactly does Paro mean? What are these words that Bnei Yisrael have been occupying themselves with that now Paro says, keep them away from these things? So the Medrash tells us that Bnei Yisrael actually had with them certain megillos, certain scrolls that they would read through every Shabbos. And Paro granted them a Shabbos as a day of rest. And these scrolls, the Medrash tells us, indicated to the Bnei Yisrael that Hashem would ultimately redeem them. And now Paro is saying, no more. Do not occupy yourselves with those things. Let's take even that aspect away from them. And there are different interpretations as to what exactly these scrolls were. According to one opinion in the Medrash, they were stories in Bereishis, Migdal Bavel, the story of the Mabul, ideas that told the Jewish people Hashem will ultimately, give them, once again, there'll be a free, large nation once again. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains the following. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky advanced the following idea, that these scrolls, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi tells us in Tehillim, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 prakim of Tehillim. From Perak Tzadi to Perak Kuf, Moshe Rabbeinu writes those, and included in that is Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That Mizmar, the special Mizmar we say for Shabbos. But the commentators have struggled with how exactly does that parak of Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos have anything to do with Shabbos. If anything, it's about Tzadik V'ralo, the suffering of the righteous, the prosperity of the wicked. In this parak, we are assured that the success of the wicked is temporary, and the suffering of the tzaddikim is just, because ultimately the reshayim will perish, and the righteous will get their due, they'll get their reward. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. In truth, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. But it's that perek that Moshe Rabbeinu said, every single Shabbos, when we have a day off from Paro, we're going to take that day and remind ourselves to learn this perek that reminds the Jewish people that ultimately they'll get reward that as bad as it seems and as hard as they have it and as good as the Egyptians have it, that is short-lived. So on the one day we have to restore our neshamas, to restore the ruach, in fact, in next week's parsha, when the pasuk says, V'lo shamu ha-Moshe mikotzaroach me'avod ha-kasha, Rabbi Yaakov says, why could they not listen anymore to Moshe? Because Paro took their day away. He took their Shabbos. And on their Shabbos, what did they do with their Shabbos? They used it to learn about tzaddik v'ralo, about ultimately they're going to get reward, they're going to get ultimate blessing and bracha, and the Rishayim, as good as they have it, it's not going to be forever. And that's what these scrolls maybe refer to. The Medrash refers to these scrolls that they learned on Shabbos in their search for hope and encouragement during that very bitter time of slavery and depression. And it's fascinating to see that this really is what Shabbos does for us. Even if it's not learning something about Shabbos per se, but what it does for the soul, what it does for the neshama. There is a book, a diary of the Sonder Commandos, a terrible job in the Holocaust. And the Sonder Commandos in their own dormitory, one of them writes, a Leib Langfuss, he writes about a Friday night, that even though there were people in these barracks that had nothing to do with the Ribono Shalom anymore, but yet when it came to Friday night and the Lechadodis, they all escaped into a world that once was a different realm above anything that they were experiencing. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jewish people, that one day we'll take and we'll take advantage and we'll study Mizmar Shir, we'll use Shabbos to elevate our emunah, to elevate our bitachon. And if it was true in Mitzrayim, and it's true absolutely today, especially with what we're living through, Shabbos is a time to re-engage, to elevate ourselves, to have a bit more of a Shmirah Shabbos when those that are serving in the army cannot. But to remind ourselves that it takes us all the way back to Mitzrayim to reinstill that sense of hope and emunah.